Blog Talk Radio.
God, I don't know if you feel it inside of you. If you love Jesus like I do, and you got Holy Spirit God running all through you, you feel that fire too. Praise the Lord, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience. I am your dedicated power impact host, Ron E. Jefferson, here to honor the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our mind, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our wonderful, great, magnificent God, our Father. And what can I say about His beautiful, precious Son, our Prince of Peace? He is our wonderful Messiah, and He is our Redeemer and Savior, y'all, none other than Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and I dare say it, I ain't ashamed to say, unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, y'all. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful, beautiful, beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope for this dark and lost, dying world that we are living in, because He ordained us to be that light. I am blessed to be here with you. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made, I promise you, and ever been played. I got proof. Just hold what you got and you'll see for yourself. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you, and I'm talking to you too, can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because God is not a respected person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration, for your spiritual nutrition and well-being from the book of Mark, the gospel according to the disciple apostle Mark, 9th chapter, verse 21. Primarily, when we hear the voice of a loving father sharing his heart over the need of his son being sick, the father did what many of us are reluctant to do by being transparent with our Lord Jesus. The father declared that he had faith and believed that our Lord Jesus would provide the remedy that he and his son needed. But he was honest enough to admit that what he knew to be faith may not be faith enough. Can we say as modern day believers that we too may need more faith that we may or may not have and trust our God to provide? Yeah. I know that's deep and that's real Christian talk, real life talk, real faith talk. We're going to be talking about help, help, help. You notice I said that three times. I'm going to let y'all figure out why. Because I'm going to say help, 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 so that everybody that pertains to power, grace, eternity, in heaven, up above, that sits on the throne, can hear this humble man's cry. And I'm not the only one. I know good and doggone well that you all have prayed this prayer how many times? Oh! Time wouldn't allow me enough to even get close to how many times you and I have prayed, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. And you're calling on the right voice. Listen, my special guests are on the way, so I want y'all to just sit back, relax, and let's continue to celebrate our God, just like we in church, y'all. I promise you, amen. We've already had prayer in our spirit, and we're just grateful, Holy Spirit God, for you being the eternal one in our life that moves and has your way and your being in our lives. Thank you for Light Infused. That's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified supernatural fire, fire, fire.
incarcerated places. Sick and tired of having to struggle with my back against the wall. Standing strong on my two toes, I can't stand another fall. Got four little kids that need me, so I know I gotta change. Responsibility that make it harder, so I'm trapped in the game. Contemplating no tomorrow, steady blowing on that weed. Relieving stress, so I stay high, cause this stress I don't need. Situations be so messed up, I'm close to the end. I wonder how my folk would take it if I ended up dead. Trying to hold on to my sanity, I'm tempted to click. Taking chances in the dope house, getting all I can get. I ask the question, why the hell I'm guilty, messed up car. Curved from birth, put on this earth to live life hard. But I know it's a chance for me, it's got to be, I'm still alive. I'ma keep on holding on.
Are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Don't worry. Just remember these three words. It is well. Woo! Turn your radio up right here. Come on, clergyman.
I've been through it all.
I've been through it all.
Yeah. I have suffered.
I have suffered.
And friends, they let me down.
Friends have let me down.
Even loved ones. Even when I failed,
when
I kept going strong.
And that's when I realized
it is well.
It is well.
Yeah, come on, ladies.
It is well. It is well with my soul. Why? Because God is taking care of me. Praise the Lord. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's how you start off a fire, fire, fire gospel experience with Kajami Community Choir, letting us know that all is well. Oh, way, I feel so much better just hearing those words. Just reverberates in my spirit. And we started this fire gospel experience off with Woman of God, Quandra Banks, sending this fire gospel experience brand new music, letting you know that I don't care what's going on. I know. We always running to God, running to church, ringing the pastor, the preacher's phone, talking about everything that we're going through. But listen. God promised that he said, I will never leave you. I will never, ever, ever forsake you. So, woman of God, Quandra Banks, let us know that God is turning this thing around, turning around for me, T-A-M-F. And I appreciate every encouraging word that you just got through singing about woman of God, because you're so right. We are just warming it up for my special guest. I am just following Holy Spirit God's lead, and I promise you, we have a blazing gospel experience lined up just for you, you, and I'm talking to you too. I'm just going to let these choirs just continue to just uplift our spirits. Amen. I told y'all, I let Holy Spirit God have a seat right in the front of this fire gospel experience, and then just regulate through my spirit with all of this anointed music that you hard-working producers, managers, and promoters keep sending me. And I thank you, thank you, thank you. So without any further ado, let's continue to let Holy Spirit regulate this fire gospel experience with Mama T, because I promise you, all of this is going to fall in line. Y'all will say, boy, it seems like these musical songs is flowing together in some beautiful spiritual harmony, and you guessed it so right, because here's Mama T to back up what Quandra Banks and Kajami Community Choir just got through singing about. She's about to put the spiritual icing on the cake with Nothing Is Impossible. Ow! Didn't it feel good? Yes, it did.
Nothing is impossible. With my God opens our hearts above. I know, for sure that nothing is impossible. With my God opens our hearts above. I know, for sure that nothing is impossible. No, with my God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is no greater privilege for us than to spend quiet time beyond the veil and come to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God himself. Thank you, Mama T, for reminding us that nothing, nothing is impossible. There's not nothing, I promise you, as a witness, walking, talking, living, breathing miracle myself, that nothing is impossible for God. He's got my full assurance that I believe God can do anything, like my elders used to say, but fail. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Mark, the 9th chapter, verse 21, where I would like to just share this spiritual considerable thought with you about help. I'm going to be reading from the Living Bible, but I want to start off with our traditional NIV version of Mark 9 and 24, where it says, "And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief." And then I had to go to the Living Bible just for a little bit deeper expression of Mark 9 and 24. And it says, the father instantly replied, I do have faith. Oh, help me to have more. How many of us can attest to and testify about times when even as faith-believing people, we knew deep down within ourselves that what we knew to be true and genuine faith was not going to be quite enough. Knowing that somehow and somewhere that our faith was lacking even while we were praying. Lord Jesus. This is the case here in our Bible story, Mark 9 and 24, where a dearly loving and yet desperate father brought all that he had faith-wise for his son's sake and still was determined to reach for more faith from God. The Amplified version of Mark 9, 24 reads, immediately the father of the boy cried out with a desperate, piercing cry, saying, I do believe. Help me overcome my belief. Oh, my God. He's saying anything that even resembles unbelief. Jesus, help me. Help, help, help. Now, what we may or may not realize is that our faith is a living organism, spiritually speaking, that has a life of its own. But within us, our faith came into being when we accepted Jesus as the Christ, the only anointed one to be the sole redeemer of every living soul on earth. But as in all the elemental forms of life, there must be a growth process. Come on, church. Where developmental stages take place. We don't just run into being a newcomer to an elder of the church. No, there may. And I dare say, will be those times where our faith seems to lie dormant or, heaven have mercy, stagnant. Where there seems to be little to no life flow. And we feel like we're stuck in a spiritual void and or cliffhanger, just waiting for some expectation of sorts, whether good or not so good, just to move us away from our lifeless dilemma. I know that this may sound a bit harsh, even tragic, to some of our more staunch believers that may surprisingly and somehow have managed to bypass any trouble of this sort. But for those of us like this loving and desperate father, we would be honest enough to ask God to help our unbelief, to find the needed belief to rediscover ourselves, or even the newness in ourselves with God providing for us what we couldn't provide for ourselves. Amen. We're discussing help, help, help on this fire gospel experience, giving you, I told y'all, some good godly soul inspiration. Amen. Goes right there. Lord, help us, Jesus. Help us, Monty Maddox and highly favored. Help us to realize that yes, 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 he will. Thank you.
Well, if God's been good to you, wherever you are right now, you ought to open up your mouth and tell the Lord thank you. If you know he's been good, you ought to lift your hand. If you're riding in your car, if you're sitting in your home, maybe you're walking around somewhere, but wherever you are right now, you ought to lift your hand. Say, yes, he will. You know he's a miracle worker. Say, yes, he will. If you know he's a provider, say, yes, he will. Say, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I said, do it for me.
Do it for me.
Right now.
Right now.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Right now.
Do it for me.
Somebody
do it for me.
Help need you.
Right
come
now.
Pick them.
Do it for me.
Oh Lord,
right
somebody
now.
Do
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
My soul is yours, omnipotent one. I give my life, my body, my all, 'cause you are my king. A sacrifice for me you gave. Eternal life I will have in your arms, and that's where I will stay. No need to ask why I love you like I do. No need to ask why I will always serve you. You told me to live on. I mention your name when the enemy shows. Immediate, it defeats the foe with the power that it holds. No need to ask why I love you like I do. No need to ask why I will always serve you. Present day they live. That's why I'm giving you my all. Oh, 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 oh. I always give you my all. Oh, Lord, you will always be my all. You will always be my all. You are God. You are God. Say you will always be my all. You will always be my all. You are God. You are God. You are God. You are God.
Sounds of woman of God, Lonnie Crawford on the Fire Gospel Experience. Don't you know? God, you are God and you are God alone. Of course, he knows that. And I promise you, we have an assignment ordained and anointed by God as believers of our Lord Jesus Christ to make that claim, make that proclamation, make that declaration known that God is real and he is everything that the Bible declares him to be. Thank you. That's my homegirl from Detroit. Yes, indeed. Lonnie Crawford in the Hizzy House. Don't you know that she did like I had to do, unfortunately. We had to relocate from the D. I ain't talking about Delaware. I ain't talking about Dallas. I ain't talking about Denver. I'm talking about the original D, Detroit. Yeah. But don't you know it don't matter where we go. Detroit is in us. I'm talking about the good part of Detroit, the blessed part of Detroit, the anointed part of Detroit. I'm so sick and tired of people always trying to run down these urban cities that's majority African-American populated, trying to sound like there's no good thing that ever comes out of our majority urban cities. Now, I love all people. It's the different colors that make the rainbow so beautiful. But when you live in a place of systematic racism, systematic skepticism, economic and social depravity and misuse towards a specific race of people, black, Asian, Latino, it doesn't matter. We need to speak out against these evils, because what we are doing is we are living in a society, y'all, where the biggest and the brightest of us, including all of us, are being pressed down and withheld. And when you do that, guess what? Our neighborhoods become less than they could be. Our state and cities become less than they should be. And then obviously collectively, our nation becomes less than what it could be, because those that are gifted, regardless of their ethnicity, race, or gender, are not being equal and fair opportunities to excel to their God-given. That's right, I said God-given. God has blessed people that's not even saved with abilities to do well. His hope, his belief is that one day all would be saved. So it's up to us to share this message, and that's what I'm here for today and every opportunity for this fire gospel experience. And today we are talking about help, help, help from Mark 9 and 24. We had left off the discussion and we was getting into it, and I promise you it is getting good. It is getting good. I want to pick up where Mark 9 and 17 speaks about the father's situation when he approaches the Lord Jesus in his desperate time of emotional pain, anxiety, and need. Mark 9 and 17 says, "And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." We have, or at some point in our faith walk, find ourselves in situations that may have brought us down low to a place of anguish and even tears. It may be for ourselves or for someone we know, love, and care about. Mark 9 and 19 says, "He answered them and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And over again, the Bible declares that our Lord Jesus simply asked us, where is our faith? What will it take for us to be those consistent, unmoving, and unrelentless believers that will not fumble the ball that is our faith? Mark 9 and 20 says, "And they brought him unto him," Jesus. "And when he saw him, straightway the spirit carried him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming." Yes, yes, yes. We have an enemy. He don't play fair. He has ugly, ugly demonic tricks up his sleeve. And he will pull out all the stops. I'm sure that it was the devil that influenced some writer in times past to quote that all's fair in love and war. How ridiculous. So this is something that all believers must comprehend going into every new day. We need to understand and be prepared. Don't you know that there is not a athlete, there is not a soldier, there is not a technician, doctor, secretary that does not go into their element unprepared, that does not have the necessary tools that they know in advance there's a possibility that they will need. So it can be no less for us as soldiers of Christ. Verse 21 says, "And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child, Lord Jesus, that's a long time. No matter the length of our trials, troubles, and tribulations, listen, our faith is the key that will one day in time provide us with the sight and needed insight to overcome, but it's through God. Verse 22, and oftentimes it had cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Isn't that what Mama T just got through singing about, y'all? Nothing is impossible. Verse 24, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, y'all, Lord, 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 I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. The very reason that unbelief can be so prevalent among us is that we seldom discuss these potential faithless moments for fear of backlash from the very people that we would hope and expect to support and pray for us and be there for us and not talk about us, running us down, gossiping about us, making our situation worse just by going around for entertainment, talking about what we're going through. Like it's a soap opera, one of those miniseries where we just love to binge watch. After all, listen, we're not human beings having a spiritual experience. No. But we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And this is where our faith brings our world, lives, and understanding into the bright light of knowledge. God is a spirit, and so are we, within these earthly bodies that we were given to us to display a heavenly state of mind through our faith. And when we find ourselves leaning too much on our human side, it's when we lose our grip of faith from our spiritual side, which is in all points who we truly are in this earth. The prophet Hosea says in 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge of my law, where I reveal my will. That's God talking. And when we know is when and how we will grow. When we know is when and how we will grow. Amen. Goes right there. So let us not be fearful. Let us not be hesitant. Let us not be ashamed to cry out for help. Help, help. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. And don't you know that you are an original? God made you distinctly just the way you are. Sometimes we confuse what we're going through and who we really are. What you are going through, beloved, is not who you are. It's just a process of how God is allowing what you are going through to get you to be who you truly are. You're an original. Come on, Michael Dixon. I'm getting real fired up, up in here.
I know how it feels to feel unequipped, like you're not enough, don't have what it takes, but know that's a lie. Yeah, yeah. I know how it feels to feel all alone, like no one is there, there's no one to call. To know that's a lie. God has so much more, but you are. you just have to choose who you are, whose you are. You're an original.
Hello, I am Lady Rochelle. You are listening to Fire, the gospel experience with my brother Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry Warriors Talk would uplift your spirit and give you new strength. And for more inspiration, you can tune in to Warriors Talk on UrbanBroadcastMedia.com every Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station. Remember, it's all about kingdom building.
Blessings, blessings, blessings to you, you beautiful people out there. Sounds of woman of God, Lisa Bellamy, talking about sharing that light. Once you have stepped into the beautiful light that is our God, that radiant light that has life from the very source of our creator. You are to take that light and be that light. You are to share that light. You are to let people know that there is a God up above that is real and that wants to be a part, the most intricate part of their very lives. Thank you, woman of God, Lisa Bellamy. Looking forward to having you come on to this fire gospel experience. This is the portion of fire, fire, fire gospel experience, where you anointed people that have a word of exhortation, of admonition, as well as just information from a spiritual vantage point. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't thank you enough. Word of inspiration. Amen. Goes right there. Many of us are so busy, we can't always line up our schedules to do this live broadcast. If you're listening to it from the recorded version, the archive program, cool. But sometimes we have to use these modern day technological devices that we have, such as a cell phone, and take that anointed 3 to 5 word inspired inspiration and record it on your cell phone, and then email that anointed message to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com, just like one of God's Sharina Henderson did, and I could put you in my Word Up playlist library. That way, when you're busy, I can still pull you up and get that power that God has given you to give to us. Just like one of God's Sharina Henderson is going to share with Walk Love Like You Chalk Love. Ooh-wee! Stepping on toes and helping us grow on fire, the gospel experience.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters. My name is Sharina Henderson, and I just want to leave you with a few words to encourage and challenge you in this season to walk love like you talk love. In these evil, dark, and seemingly despairing times we're living in, for us as Christians, as the church, we are still called to live out our days in a way that brings glory to God. We are to continue to exhibit God's love in a way that the world recognizes us as His. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14, in the Amplified translation, it tells us to let everything you do be done in love, motivated and inspired by God's love for us. Society has its own definition of what it means to love and what true love is. However, that definition and God's definition are very different. As believers, we're commanded to demonstrate God's love to each other and to the world. Here in verse 14, it tells us that everything we do should be inspired by God's love. One of the definitions for the word inspired means to breathe or blow life into. So we, the church, the body of Christ, should be breathing or blowing life into a dying world by demonstrating God's love. It's time to move from merely talking love to walk it like we talk it. Now, there are two points we want to briefly consider to aid us as we walk. The first is that we must understand love. Love originated with God. He is love. His very nature is love. Love has always been in existence. Before sin even entered the world, love was already there to cover us. God's love is all around us. We simply must receive it. His love has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. But the question is, what are we doing with it? By our walk, are we demonstrating that we have received His love or that we're rejecting His love? Are we letting our failures, fears, weaknesses, and the naysayers define our walk? Or are we walking in the truth that we are free to love and be loved in spite of those things? When we receive God's love, we'll learn to reflect God's love to others. We'll walk confidently in God's love. We won't follow the ways of the world and harbor bitterness, hate, resentment, criticism, prejudice, pride, or arrogance. The world is constantly saying, dismiss your haters, cut off the users, unfriend, unfollow, and block bad vibes. In a society where people are bragging about how strong their cutoff game is, We should be the game changer and reflect how to love others instead. By reflecting the love of God, we move from doing church to being the church. Our lives and everything we do is pointless if it's not girded and bathed in the love of God. Now, the second point for our consideration is that love is not something you say, it's something you see. When we walk the way of love, we are walking the most excellent way. When we look at people around us and see their needs, whether spiritual or physical, we should be driven by the love of God to step out and meet those needs. We must be compelled by love, be moved by love, and be directed by love. In order for us to see what love really looks like, we must look at the picture, and the picture is found in the Gospels. Jesus is the picture of love. In everything Jesus said and didn't say, in everything he did and didn't do, it was because of love. Jesus didn't die for us out of obligation. He died for us out of love. Obligation says, I got to do it. But love says, I get to do it. His intentional love showed that everyone mattered to him. In Jesus' picture of love, we see the obvious kindness, patience, humility, forgiveness, etc. But also pictured in that love, we see correction, discipline, accountability, obedience, standards, and boundaries, all of which should be seen when we walk in love. When we remember the picture of love and walk it, it helps others to see love in us. Regardless of what season we're in, it's healthy to remember his love. In our down season, his love lifts us. In our winning season, his love humbles us. In our dark season, his love illuminates us. And in our off season, his love repositions us. In closing, let us daily seek to walk in God's love. Let us genuinely receive his love, remember his love, and reflect his love. Walk love like you talk love. If there was ever a time that evidence of God's love is pertinent, it is now. As the moral compass of society is becoming more and more derailed, true, genuine love is needed to guide us back on track. Don't get distracted by all that is going on in the world. Instead, get determined to be the light in the darkness. Don't be fearful, but be faithful. Let your love be stronger than your fear and continue to stand on the promises and provisions of God. Live for him by loving like him, and always remember that nothing, absolutely nothing, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God. My brothers and my sisters, be encouraged and be blessed.
Jesus. Lord have mercy. She preached that bad boy. I didn't know she's going to come in like that. My God, my God. Thank you, woman of God, Sherinda Henderson. I'm going to have to put in a radio personalities, what they call it now, they call it on-demand request for more of those anointed word up inspirations. Woman of God, Sherinda Henderson, I need you to send me more. Send me more. Send me more. I'm calling for your help. Help, help. To keep the fires hot on this fire gospel experience. And again, all you anointed people that have a word of inspiration, you don't have to have a big title. You don't even have to have any title. If God put an inspirational word in your spirit, in your mind, I need you to declare it out of your mouth and send that bad boy to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com so that you could be my next special guest on Word of Inspiration. Yes, you. That's how we roll on this fire gospel experience. And guess what? We don't mind taking our help to the front line. I'm talking about, I grew up in Detroit, y'all, so I know what it's like being on the block, being in the hood, being on the street. I promise you I do. And guess what? That's one of the places where the word of God, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, needs to flow and fluctuate through. First and foremost, we need to be like man of God, Dre Starr, as we take this gospel message to the front line and tell people that there's blessings here on earth and that there are treasures in heaven.
Man, I go hard to the limits to go. Locked it, I'm loaded and ready for war. Hold the applause for many of you. They meet when you eat, but they leave when you snore. Up in the front seat, packing heat in the car. Back in the street, giving peace with a sword. Treasures in heaven, I reap my reward. For every seed, I reap what I sow. How you got down, but believing in God? How you a boss, but ain't feeding your squad? You a man or a mouse, so you doing it for? Got everything that you need, I'm for more. You wanna be free, then believe in the Lord. Son of the King, the Kingdom of God. The Yahweh, the King, the God of reward. Trust and believe, and you can get
okay,
yours.
My treasures in heaven. My treasures in heaven. I win the war without a weapon. Stacking blessings, I'm blessed. I've been born again, there's no question. I'm his election, God's man. I've been predestined, God's plan. My life's protected in God's hand. Tell Satan, get a stepping like bruh, man. Hey, don't take the prodigal son to see that I'm back. They so quick to judge by the dirt that I've done. They need to relax. God's grace is sufficient. I am a witness to get some more kingdom than that. Covered by his blood, that's a fact. And now I got my freedom back. When it comes to the gospel, I'm riding. Talking about penitentiary to Joe Biden. Head first, in the scriptures, I'm diving. In the spirit, got me feeling like a giant. See first that kingdom and things will be added. Attracting these blessings, I'm blessings like magnets. I died to my flesh on me just like a magnet. Work for my cash till they get to a match. My treasures in heaven.
Man, lay not your treasures here on earth. Where moth and rust destroy and thieves break in. But lay your treasures up in heaven. But neither moth nor rust can destroy, or no thief can steal. Let's go.
Man, I go hard to the limits to go. Locked that I'm loaded and ready for war. Hold the applause so many of you fraud. They meet when you eat, but they leave when you snore. Up in the front seat, packing heat in the car. Back in the street, giving peace with a sword. Treasures in heaven, I reap my reward. For every seed, I reap what I sow. How you got down, but believing in God? How you a boss, but ain't feeding your squad? You a man or a mouse, who you doing it for? Got everything that you need, I'm for more. You wanna be free, then believe in the Lord. Son of the King, the Kingdom of God. The Yahweh, the King, the God of reward. Trust and believe, and you can get yours. Treasures in heaven.
Hello, I'm Pastor Derek Easter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that this fire radio ministry will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station.
It's all about kingdom building. Thank you, thank you. That is my pastor, Pastor Derek Easter, right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, over at New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church. We are doing some wonderful things to the glory of God. We are blessed with so much favor. We are just building the kingdom of God right here on earth. Now, listen, I'm just bragging on God, but we have been blessed. We have built a brand new food storage distribution where we give our gift baskets right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. We have been blessed 5 years ago to build a brand new state-of-the-art youth center, our Hype Center. And also, now we are in the process of completing a dynamic park, our Walk Fitness Park. Amen goes right there. We can say that God is a provider, that God is a giver. We talk about treasures in heaven just like man of God Dre Star just sang about on the front line. But also I'm here to tell you that there are blessings that God has promised to give to those faithful ones. Again, let me emphasize the word faithful, that he'll bless us, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. And so I would like to invite each and every one of you that's in the location of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Little Rock, Dumas, if you're an all-timer, please come see us. We're right there at Olive Street and 34th. And come and fellowship with us. Sunday school is at 9:30 a.m. And our morning worship service is at 11 a.m. And we have a new time for our CLS, our Christian Life Studies, which will be starting on September the 14th at 6 p.m. in our Hype Center. And also there will be a daily CLS, not Sunday school, but CLS, Christian Life Studies, starting at 12 p.m. on Wednesday, September the 14th. So we want you all to come. We're not asking you to leave your church. We're not trying to push for new membership. We're just saying if you want to come and receive an inspired word of God that is well taught, that is biblically literate and transliterally accurate, come and be a part of our worship service. Come be a part of our studying the word of God with Pastor Derek Easter and the New St. Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church family. Proud to be a member there. Amen. Goes right there. This is the portion of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where I am honored to have you anointed people of God to bring your talents, to bring your anointing to this Fire Gospel Experience so that I can be blessed to take this spotlight that God has given me to shine it on you as we give him the praise and the glory. So my special guest is here, and I really, you know, am just moved by how God operates and fluctuates in our lives, because I just played this young man's music just recently on a recent Fire Gospel Experience program, and man, I just reached out, got in touch with him, and guess what? He is here with us now. So yes, we do have this music for those that missed it. I mean, this new project is booming. It has got some spiritual upbeat and some spiritual energy to it, and I'm excited to have the young man here. And he's going to share his testimony. He's going to tell us about how God has been moving in his life to be the man of God that he is, singer, songwriter. And he has new music that I'm looking forward to receiving. He's coming to us from the other D, not Detroit. He's coming from Dallas, y'all. I ain't going to mess with that. But his new project, GTLA, Give This Love Away, kind of goes along with the theme of what we have already been discussing. Help, 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 love, love, love. And my special guest is here to break it down as he sees it, as God has anointed, as God has blessed him and moved in his life, introducing the song and presenting to everybody else. Man of God, gospel artist for our Shine on the Spotlight, Monte Henderson is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you, man of God, Monte Henderson. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience, bro.
Wow, thank you so much. It's so such a pleasure and honor to be here. So, yeah.
Amen, amen. You said, wow, it's almost like I kind of caught you off guard, man. But you know what? It's okay for us to it's okay, bro. It's okay for us to lift up those anointed people of God. Wouldn't you rather hear accolades and commendations and words of encouragement now than to hear silence and wondering if people are really being affected by your ministry? Come on now, for real.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah, definitely.
Everybody
yeah.
needs some encouragement.
Right, right. And this is what we do it for, to impact the people's lives, yeah.
Now, that's what I want you to do. I want you to come on in with that testimony, with that energy. Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself from any season in your life that you'd like to start about who man of God Monte Henderson is, and we'll just let the conversation flow from there. We got a little time, and we're going to play your music. How about that, brother? Come on. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Awesome. Awesome. So, yeah, I've been I started singing at the age of, really, I realized that I could sing at six. So I did like my actual first solo. It wasn't in church. It was actually, so let me back it up a little bit. So I often tell people that music and singing is what brought me to salvation. So when I was growing up in church, the choir always appealed to me. And so I tell my mom and dad. My dad was a musician for the church. He played the best guitar. So I would tell them, I want to be in the choir. And there were no kids in the choir. It was just all adults. So I would tell the pastor, I would tell my parents. Pastor was like, you can't get in the choir unless you're saved. You got to get saved because you got to know what you're singing about. So I think about 2 weeks or so passed, you know, I just was just fixated in my mind. I'm going to be in that choir. I'm going to get that choir role.
Wow.
So, you know, I think the next two Sundays I stood up for the invitation, and my mom, you know, shared with me before that, you know, I just want to make sure you know what you're doing and what you're receiving.
Right, right, right.
And so that Sunday I was ready. I stood up when they did the invitation. They took me in the back, explained everything to me, and all I could think about is I'm about to be in the choir.
Okay, I got
so
you.
So then, they baptized me, and the next Sunday I had my choir robe. I was up in the choir. That's what I wanted.
Amen.
So Music is what brought me to salvation. And of course, just growing up in the church and being cultivated, I began to learn what it meant to be saved and to learn what it meant to have a relationship with Christ. So I'm just grateful that there was my first love that drew me to God. So by around the age of 8 or so, that's when I realized, okay, I can kind of like sing a little bit. So I did my first solo at school.
Okay.
I was a little shy, so I didn't actually sing my first solo in church until like 13. But in high school, you know, I just kind of knew in my heart that I wanted to pursue music. I wanted to do this. And so I was writing, and I would get discouraged, and because, you know, I would look at my gift and I would measure it to others and didn't think that it competed or compared. And finally, you know, just sitting on my gift and kind of like singing in church and singing here and there, weddings or whatnot. So 2018, I was living in New York City, and I was like, you know what? I have this music. I have this gift, and like, do something with it. It's not doing anything with just you harboring it. So I put out my first single with All That I Am in 2018. And I just pushed it as hard as I could. I made a whole lot of mistakes. I didn't know a lot of people in the industry, but I just put it out there, published, pushed it on social media, and went down to the Announcers Guild and just did my best to just like push it as far as it could go. And it got some good, you know, feedback and some good results. And so kind of took a little bit of a break because I'm an educator, so I was I'm an assistant principal by profession. So took a break to focus on my career, and then, you know, it was like, okay, this burning, like this is what you're called to do, and you have this music, and God, I'm just grateful that God gives me lyrics, because I don't know I can't even come from, but I'll just be humming, and then all of a sudden words come to life, and here we are. So I was like, well, let me just keep doing this thing that God has called me to do, and, you know, eventually it'll reach the people that it's supposed to reach, and don't get discouraged
by
the numbers or whatever. And so that's where we are now.
Ooh,
so
I love that.
So I put out another single in 2021 called Thirst, made more mistakes, and then again I was like, let's just keep at it, just be consistent. So I put out this most recent single, GTLA, and I'm just really grateful just for how people have responded and how it has impacted people, and I feel like the message is conveyed very clear through the lyrics, and then also put out a music video that goes along with it, and people love the video.
Okay.
We're now at like, I think, a little over 5,000 views on the video, and it's been out for like 2 weeks now, so I'm just grateful for all that, you know, God is doing, and just giving me little nuggets of affirmation to let me know I'm doing the right thing, and just keep doing it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Brother Monte, as a writer, I've been blessed to publish 2 books, and there's like 2 more in my spirit. I do understand what you're saying about where it comes from. It's a gift. It is being poured into us, because once we accept Jesus Christ, guess what? We become God's vessels, and he intends to continue to pour into us. These things we can't take credit for. I tell people all the time, man, I be writing stuff on Facebook. People be trying to give me the accolades. I pass it right on to God. I tell you, listen, I am blessed because I have an ear to hear. Isn't that one of the most emphatic things that our Lord Jesus imposed upon the people while he was speaking? Didn't he say those that have ears to hear? So, you know, man, it's just a blessing from God, man. So take that, man, and just use it, man. Continue to, every time you share it, you know what you're doing? You're making room for God to pour more. So when God gives you something, Brother Henderson, you give it away so that you can make room for something else. Amen. That's what my man, I believe it was Travis Green. Talk about room. Oh, I love that song. So listen, man of God, I want you to hold right there, because this is what we're going to do. We're going to bless the people of God with some of your ministry. While you were sharing, I'm back here in my studio pulling up Monte Henderson music. We're about to have a mini Monte Henderson concert right here at this Fire Gospel Experience. And we're going to start it off with your new project, good brother. I told you, I'm here to kingdom collaborate with y'all. Listen, people of God, when God blesses you with a word, when God blesses you with light, when God blesses you with love, it's not just for you. It's for you to enjoy an experience so that you'll be so overwhelmed with it you can't help but go run and give it away.
Right.
Lord Jesus.
Yep. That's what the song is about.
Oh, Sounds of Imani, and you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music.
We pray that our music will uplift your spirit and give you new strength.
Keep it tuned in and bless your family and friends and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Imani. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The Irvins, those are my people from Detroit. I keep telling y'all, I will never, ever forget or leave my roots in Detroit. The Sounds of Imani with Bishop and First Lady Irvin here on Fire the Gospel Experience. I thank you for that endorsement. I am here with my Shine Artist Spotlight special guest, man of God, Monte Henderson. Monte, while you was talking about how the pastor kind of, I guess you could say he worked that thing on you where he was talking about, listen here now, if you want to be in the choir, you're going to have to be saved first. How did you reflect on that when you was older? You know, I was like, I understand the pastor was trying to make sure that, you know, we don't just put people in positions, but there is a requirement and a commitment that is expected of us. But he straight smooth talked you right into Jesus, but it was in your heart. Is there a message that you would share, Brother Monte, is there a message that you would share to some child, some adolescent, some teenager, some adult, some full-grown man or woman that's listening to this broadcast that still haven't quite yet come to a full decision about who this man Jesus is and the claims that the Bible makes? What would you say to them if you had the opportunity?
Man, I would just say just let go. You got to just allow God to move how God does. And, you know, I don't believe in anything that God does is always intentional. And so God, you know, everyone always talks about is a gentleman. He'll never force himself on you. And so I believe that everybody finds what is for them in their own time. And you find that relationship when you open yourself up to the possibilities and you avail yourself to be a vessel, to be used, you'll find yourself drawn closer and closer to this spirit that's drawing you in. If you just allow yourself to be open and receive it, then you will find that true relationship that you are seeking. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
And then I wrote another song. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, sir. Go right ahead.
I was saying, so I wrote a song called Thirst, which actually kind of talks about that. So it's talking about that the whole premise of that song is about how we as people we're thirsty for something. There's a void that exists inside of us in our human nature. And basically in the song I'm saying, in our hearts there's a void that this world cannot satisfy, more of you, Lord. And so it's just basically talking about like all the things that we try to acquire and attain in this life will never ever fulfill the thirst or this void that you have for this God spirit. So remaining open and allowing it to organically flow and to again allow God to fill those empty spaces in your life.
Amen. Amen. I'm sure you have probably heard this saying, and I would like for us maybe to just expound on it just a bit, that I would rather die and after death realize that there is no heaven than to one day die and realize that there is a hell. So what I tell people is that even if there was no truth to the Bible, like so many people try to manifest and portray, my understanding about the spiritual principles of what I've learned about God and the ways of God, the Christ-like way of living, those principles are so beautiful that I would still live this life even if there was no heaven, Brother Monte, because the revelational truth of it is that these principles make for a better person, which makes for a better family member, which makes for a better employer, which makes for a better friend, which makes for ultimately a better world. We have so many people that are on the outside criticizing the Word of God and have not taken the time to intimately and intently study to see if it's true. So I would dare anybody pray and ask God to see if he's real enough to come into your life and make a difference. That's my challenge to you listeners. Man of God, tell us about this other wonderful piece that you have, All That I Am. Tell us about that. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah, With All That I Am. So I actually wrote With All That I Am in 2011. So I was serving on, God has blessed me to serve on different platforms that I'm grateful for. So I was serving at Joe Osteen's church down in Houston, Texas, Lakewood at the time. And so myself and one of the worship team members, we went to the Netherlands to minister at a church in near Amsterdam. And so I met this young lady. She was a worship leader there, and she was trying to write a song, put lyrics to this music. And I heard the music. I was like, okay, I hear it. Went to my room, and I wrote the song while I was in Amsterdam. And I never got to let her hear it before I left to come back to the States. And so I was like, well, you know, it's my song, and I wrote it. So let's just go ahead and do it. But I really, like, even though I wrote it in 2011, until it came out in 2018, it was basically kind of like marinating, and I kind of, like, began to, like, become and really understand the words that I had written. Just basically saying, like, with all that I am, all that you put inside of me, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to worship you with every gift, every part of me. And just, again, allow myself to just be open to be used by God. And that's what that song is about.
Amen. Amen. Listen, I tell you guys for all this all the time, if y'all stop dating y'all song. I know y'all want to give a little bit of history about it. Man, these folks should be thinking this is some brand new music because, listen, if a song is anointed, guess what? It's going to sound so good in spite of the years, they're going to wind up calling it a classic. That means, guess what? Mm. It never gets old to hear. Amen. Here's my special guest. We shining artist spotlight on Man of God, Monte Henderson, because guess what, y'all? It's his time. And he is telling us, with all that I am, God, I'm available to you.
How to be if you created me, designed in your image to bring you glory, so I would worship you. All that I am, blessing and favor you give so freely, morning by morning new mercies I see, so I would worship you with all that I am.
Hallelujah. a beautiful, beautiful song from my special guest in our Shine Artist Spotlight, man of God, Monte Henderson. Boy, 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 what a beautiful anointed song that was. That just took us, I promise you, right behind the veil to the very throne room of God Almighty.
Yeah.
Man of God, whatever's in your spirit that you'd like to share, if it's with the body of Christ, it's with unbelievers, it's with our elders, if it's with our youth, I'm on. Give you an open platform and pass this microphone and let you share what's in your heart. Maybe there's something that's been kind of in your spirit that you've been holding on to. I would like to believe that now is that appointed time and place where you can release that and share it with us and then bless somebody. So come on, man of God. I believe there's something in your spirit.
Yeah. What's in my spirit? And this is what I tell my friends, I tell my followers all the time. You know, God places gifts and visions and things inside of us, and those things are meant to be released into the earth, and we're that vessel, we're the catalyst so that it can be released. And so, you know, I just encourage the people of God, regardless to age. A lot of times, sometimes we'll start to look at what's happening in society, and we'll think I'm too old or my time has passed, and there's no such thing.
Come
as long
on.
As you have breath in your body, as long as you still are walking
yes,
this earth, there's purpose. And there's a reason why you are here. And so I always encourage
yes.
people to continue to push to get those things out, whether you're an artist, author, whether you're an artist, whether you're a
That's
writer,
right.
A photographer, to continue to operate in your gift, to continue to be obedient in your gift. And God will elevate you and your gift so that it can impact the world. And always remember to stay humble and understand that it's God that's working through you. And it's not in your own ability yourself. So, you know, I'm always, you know, pushing the people that are around me, like, hey, be productive, keep moving, keep going. Don't get discouraged.
Amen.
Yeah.
Powerful, powerful word. You just blessed me right there just by being here with us and spending this quality spiritual time, my good brother Monte Henderson. Where can my listeners download this anointed music? How can you be reached for booking, as well as all of your social media contacts, so that my faithful and loyal listeners can become your faithful and loyal supporters?
So you can download the music on all digital platforms. It's available everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Tidal. It's out there. So stream it, download it. I encourage the people of God, to download and to purchase, because that's how the artist gets the biggest kickback. But
as far as following me,
you can follow me on all social media at monte.everyday. So just monte.everyday. That's my Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, all of that is Monte Everyday. As far as booking, you know, I usually have people reach out to me either via social media or email me at MrHenderson1906@gmail.com, because, you know, I'm a man of God, but I'm also a man of Alpha Attorney Incorporated. So, you know, MrHenderson1906@gmail.com.
That's right. Well, that's making me want to ask you, how was that college life? Oh six in the house. good brother. Just found my fraternity brother as well as my brother in Christ, y'all. So that was just something we were just having fun with ourselves. Bless you, man of God. Appreciate you in Jesus. What a small world it is, and aren't you glad for how God will bring his people together. I'm talking about the right people at the right time for the right purpose.
Right.
Amen. Goes right there. My prayer, good brother, is you have my information to get in touch with me. Let this be a lasting kingdom collaboration. I am committed to serving Jesus all my days. Everybody that God sends my way, I want to know, how can I be a benefit? How can I be a support? How can I be a blessing to them? So you have that offer coming from me. And I promise you, I'm good on it. You can ask anybody that know Brother Ron D. Jefferson, and they'll tell you the man is showing up for real, for real. I love Jesus. I'll send you my story, and you'll understand why I'm on fire, because he transformed my life, because I was stuck, brother, in a pit of darkness that lasted for some years. You hear me? And
wow.
Now
wow.
I am closer to God now. Before that valley, dark valley experience, I'm closer to God now coming out of that than I did as a backslidden believer. I love Jesus now more than I did before I had the most humbling experiences of my life. I'll be in touch to tell you all about it. I want you to feel free to come back to this Fire Gospel experience. If you got music, I'll play it. If you got inspiration, I want you to come and say it. Play it and say it. That's my deal that I got for you, good brother. Amen.
All right.
So, brother, go in the grace of God. May the peace of God cover you, keep you. May Holy Spirit God lead you and refresh your spirit for new creations over and over again, so much that the overflow that you receive from God touches somebody else's life so much that they will all say in choral harmony, there must be a God. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, good brother.
Thank you.
My brother, Monte Henderson, y'all. Check that brother out. Support that brother. He's going places, and we ought to just want to go with him. Fire! The gospel experience. What a mannerable young fraternity man, I might add, on top of all of that. Yes, he is polite. He is biblically sound, educated, and he's got some fire music, y'all, as we continue this Monte Henderson mini concert on Fire, the gospel experience. Y'all know how I roll. I keep it hot. For Jesus.
Traveled across the galaxies, from the highest mountains to the lowest valleys. Desperation of the tangible for the remedy no man has seen. We thirst for.
Hello, I'm Kimberly Holiday, also known as Lady Joy, radio host and personality at KAZI 88.7 FM here in Austin, Texas. And you're listening to The Fire, the gospel experience with Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is stirring up your spirit and lighting up your soul with biblical inspiration. And we are very excited to also bring you the very best in gospel music. We hope that this radio station will uplift your soul today and bring you more joy. Again, I am Lady Joy, KAZI 88.7 FM, Austin, Texas.
There's never a day that goes by where you don't lie. My soul, together we'll go through this life. I feel your love, can't let go. Your words, your way, bring comfort to my soul. Such peace I'll never know. Say that go by where you don't lie. I might go. Together we'll go through this life. I feel your love. Can't let go. See your words, see your way. Bring comfort to my soul. Such peace I'll never know.
Nothing like being free. I'm talking about free indeed. And that freedom comes from relationship with God Almighty. The truth just becomes so relevant to us. our understandings are heightened by God's presence in our lives. Thank you, woman of God, Chantel Barnes. Freedom in God. I want to thank all of you beautiful souls, you beautiful people, for tuning in to this Fire Gospel Experience and supporting me with your prayers. And if you'd like to make a financial donation to help keep the lights on and to help keep a brother going strong, you can feel free to send a donation to my Cash App, $RONEFIRE, RON E Fire 60. If not, don't worry about it, because I'm not here begging for money. I just want to see if there's anybody that's willing to help contribute to this Kingdom Collaborative work that's going on here on this Fire Gospel Experience. You can feel free to tune in to any of my archived Fire Gospel Experience. Been doing this for over 4 years now. Have been blessed to be a radio personality since 2014, but this Fire Gospel Experience has been in existence since 2018, and I'm blessed to have over 450 episodes. And you can tune in, just type in my name, Ron E. Jefferson, and then bam, you'll see my archive Fire Gospel Experience programs right before you. I'm also blessed to be broadcast on iHeartRadio. You can go to my Twitter page, Ron E. Jefferson 60, and pull up my Fire the Gospel Experience archives, as well as my awesome people of God that are my syndicators, my Kingdom collaborators, Jerry Royce over at Positive Power 21 Christian Media, Madeline Peges over at Gospel Songwriters Conference Radio, GSWC Radio, Lavette Gillespie over at Praise Him More Media, Pam Jones at The River and Word Gospel Radio Station, as well as Woman of God Stephanie McDonald over at United Praise. So listen, get connected with the people that connected with God, and watch your life take on a fuller meaning and abundance. Well, leave you with one final word, if I may, if I humbly may. It's a whole nother story when we go from notion to the motion. Talk is too hard. Even the Apostle James said, faith without works, being alone, is dead in the water. I just put that last part in there because I just felt that move in my spirit. But let's be about what we say we're about. Want to leave y'all with some frontline gospel music from Man of God, Chosen One. Chosen with a Z and one, not one, but one, W-O-N. That means we are more than conquerors. Come on, Man of God, Chosen One. My prayer for each and every one of you is that God will continue to manifest himself in your life so that you will reap abundant rewards, not just in heaven, but you'll get the help you need for abundant rewards, because God wants to be the greatest blessing and blesser in your life. So until next time, may the peace of God keep you, cover you, bless you, and lead and guide you in all truth and righteousness. Amen. Man of God, Chosen One, he's saying, just speak for me. Thank you, God. Speak for me.
Chosen One, the original. Back then, I didn't have this inspiration. Things changed now.
Run my gun to soon. I'm still tryna process this. My mistake, tryna hold it down like you promised me. You said I can make it first without being in a rush. All the troubles I've been through, I know now why you pray so much. Faith in a passion, why dealing with my divorce on being homeless twice.
I swear,
this was the last one. My ex got me in jail, lied to the judge right in my face. Sometimes loyalty is just a word. Let's get that straight, but death. Judge, speak for me, Lord, I say speak. Lord, I like some broken pieces,
covered with many stitches. I was lost in my ways, but I was buried in my shame. And I try to stay solid, and I pray for better days. Who would've thought I would've made out of hell? Who would've knew I felt? Only God knew I was going through hell. What a story to tell. I've burned so many bridges, my heart broken and pissed. Tired of the same thing, here I am again, full of sin. Empty me of this rope on the way to grace. Trying to move forward but stuck in the same place. Tired of being left in the same race. God's my only judge, so I won the case. Battles, Lord, speak for me. If another judge speaks for me, Lord, I say speak. Lord, I say.
Thank you.